Here's a potentially depressing little thought that I'll try to rectify in this Here's a Thought commentary I'm titling, No One Will Ever See It, with a subtitle, The Often Insurmountable Distance from Production to Consumption. And I'm going to begin this topic from a rather odd starting point, and that is Rick Beato. Some of you know who Rick Beato is. Most of you, my suspicion is, probably don't, so I have to explain a little bit about who he is. Rick Beato has a YouTube channel that's all about contemporary music. He's been involved in music and passionate about music for probably as long as all of us have, about photography. And he's not only a versatile musician, but he's also a producer and a songwriter. And his YouTube channel is just fascinating about pop music, rock music, contemporary music. And it's surprising how many times his topics pertain perfectly to our lives as fine art photographers. And here's an example. I don't know off the top of my head when he posted this particular topic, but I happened to run across it and was fascinated. And he started his example by holding up a hard drive, a big, massive hard drive. And he said, this hard drive has literally hundreds of absolutely wonderful, marvelous songs that will never be heard. Because for one reason or another, they didn't plug into the people who popularize and play music and distribute music and sell music. They just never connected in that world. But that doesn't mean that the musicians were not accomplished, not talented, didn't create a wonderful piece of music. They just never succeeded in the commercial end of things. I thought that describes so many of us photographers perfectly. The vast majority of what we produce, matter of fact, maybe all of what we produce, is essentially art without an audience. Which reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Cherie Heiser, who said that photographers make thousands of photographs, print maybe a few hundred photographs, are known for a half a dozen photographs, and maybe famous for one. There's a parallel between her thought as a photographer and Rick Beato's thoughts about musicians. And the obvious question then becomes, what do we do about it? What do we do to overcome the problem of art without an audience? There's probably a lot of ways to think about this, but my way of thinking about this now for 50 years has been a studied indifference to the audience. That is to say, we are art makers. We are not art promoters. There may be a little tiny part of our creative life that we dedicate to the promotion of our work. But primarily what you and I are creators, not an ad agency for our own work. And it seems to me that the only healthy way to deal with this is to sort of not care. If our work gets seen by a lot of people, great. If it gets seen by us and our family members, great. If it gets seen by us and that's it, great. The fact is, 100% of the value for you and I to make art is involved in the making of the art. Now, we may add to that a success if we have an audience or share our work with somebody, but that can't be the purpose of what we're doing. So when Rick Beato held up that hard drive and said, this hard drive contains hundreds of wonderful songs you'll never hear, I immediately thought of all of our Lightroom catalogs and the hundreds, maybe thousands of images on our hard drives that'll never be seen by anybody but us. Unless there is some lucky occurrence over which we have no control. For example, Ansel Adams having all of those wonderful photographs of nature just about the time that the environmental movement took off. I've said for years that the environmental movement made two pop culture icons, John Denver and Ansel Adams. And I don't say that to diminish either of their work. I'm saying it just to illustrate the fact that luck has a lot to do with how big our audience is. Or there's the famous story of Bernice Abbott rescuing all of Eugene Ache's images from the trash heap. That's not an uncommon occurrence for someone's life work to be rescued at the last minute just before destruction. That might happen with us. It might not. But one thing we will always have with us until we're no longer here, and that is the joy, the memory, the thrill, the excitement, the challenge, the process of doing our artwork. That's where the reward is. And I tend to think of audience as a witness to our art life, not the purpose of our art life.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.